Turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace. Here's the deal, people. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project, whether you're showcasing your work or selling products online of any kind. With beautiful templates and the ability to customize just about anything, you can easily make a beautiful website yourself. How do I know? Because I've made a ton of them. Check out paulshear.com or unspooledpod.com. They're both made and hosted by Squarespace. And if you do get stuck when trying to design something as good as mine, well, just head on over to Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support because they are there to help. I've used them. They are good. Head to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BONKERS, that's B-O-N-K-E-R-S, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. People, do you like to have a good time? Do you like to have a little social lubricator? Oh yeah, well you know what? With the stresses of life, it can be easy to lose perspective on what really matters. But what Heineken believes is that life is about being with friends and opening yourself to new experiences. Because when you live spontaneously and embrace the unexpected, it's a chance to create new stories and connections. And you know what? I know this to be true. Just go out on a limb, crack open an ice cold Heineken, and let the night or day take you wherever it will. You just got to be open to it. You just got to try it. So enjoy a refreshingly cold, full-bodied Heineken Lager today with its deep golden color, light fruity aroma, mild bitter taste, and a crisp, clean finish. I want to drink it right now because it sounds so good. Cheers. I'm going to go get myself a Heineken. Heineken, send me a crate to my house. Just a pallet of Heineken that can just be on my front lawn and I can just have an unexpected day and night with my friends.
Is he ugly or is he just a really interesting looking EDM DJ? Let's find out. We saw Beastly, so you know what that means.
A nigga grow a baby in his belly, rock a rhinestone vest while whipping Justin to Kelly, or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a boat with speed to hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul in the beautiful June, gonna take you from the goob all the way to the room. Ran the games in Street Fighter, helped to blow off steam, just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado, the Birdemic, how we staying alive, they call it in the badass and he's on the line, cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice, cause a bad Jim Varney looking kind of nice. Paul and June getting literal. Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you. How did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth.
Good luck, Karoo.
And hello, people of Brooklyn. We are here at the world famous BAM Theater. What a beautiful theater. We do not belong to be here, but we are here and we are so excited you are here to talk about a movie that's important. Talk about a movie that teaches a lesson that people aren't teaching anymore. It's a movie based on a cartoon, which was based on a black and white movie, and it ups them all. All right, there's only one version of Beauty and the Beast. You must see Beastly. Tonight, we will be dissecting this film to the nth degree, more than you even want us to dissect it. Chances are this podcast will be longer than the actual film. But I can't do it alone. I am joined tonight by Mr. Jason Mantzoukas.
What's up, jerks? How we doing, New York? How's it going, Brooklyn?
Tonight, we are joined by a very special someone. Someone who knows about love, knows about beasts, knows about beauties. Please welcome June Diane Raphael! Welcome, June.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay.
June,
I enjoyed this movie.
Can I say to the audience what you said to me this morning?
Sure.
You said, is there going to be anything to talk about with this movie? In the most sincere way, like, we fucked up. We picked a good one. It was like, we picked There Will Be Blood, and she's like, I don't know.
We get it, Paul. You have a good movie podcast.
Unspooled, available wherever podcasts are heard. Thank you, thank you.
Listen, I watch so many movies that I don't care for. And I find myself just watching the clock, fast-forwarding, writing down a lot of things. I only have a couple of things written down.
Because you were just so into the movie?
I fell into this movie.
Well, I will
and
say...
And I was along for the ride.
I will say that this movie, to me, falls in the... Not the Fast and Furious, thank God it was made, but I like that it was made Mamma Mia version of movies. It's like... I'm in. I enjoyed the hour and 26
really?
Minutes. I'm not saying I think it was good. I have notes, a lot of notes. But it was not hard.
I hope you're not comparing this to Mamma Mia.
Wait, should we be doing Mamma Mia?
No.
A little bit, yes.
Ooh, this is juicy.
I just think that this is like a movie that, yes, it's fun bad. Like, this is a movie, it's an hour and 26 minutes. It does not ask a lot of you. It comes in hard.
It asks a lot of me. I'm gonna agree to disagree. I am watching him, like, with open, like, wounds all over his body that I just want to be like, can't someone put some, like, bacitracin on this? Like, I get it. He's ugly. He has boils. It's gross. But, like, the long, sharp, open wounds that look like paper cuts all over his face and head, I'm like, let's get some Neosporin
on this. So I'm going to say something. I did not think he looked half bad as the Beast version of himself.
Well, the
and
thing,
in some ways, I preferred him that way.
The thing...
I do think he looked... cool. I mean, to me...
What is happening? Have you guys both lost your minds?
To me,
he looked cool.
I thought it was like watching a romantic comedy about Ryan Reynolds when he's not wearing the mask in Deadpool.
It's not that. What? No, it's
not. Well, honestly, that's one of my main critiques of this film is that he didn't look like a beast. Yeah. He looked like, you know... I don't know, someone who got a lot of face tattoos.
Tribal tattoos.
The element of it that was that kind of, like, the what looked like tattoos or black kind of thing growing or with a tree or whatever, that did not mind it. That did look cool. But I feel like they tried that, and they were like, oh, no, this looks cool. You know what? What about long, open wounds? No, you know what? This also kind of looks cool. Okay, what about a bunch of staples in his head? Now you're getting somewhere. Okay, also boils around his nose. But is he still shredded?
Yep.
Does he still have like a body to go bananas on?
A body that will not quit. It will not quit.
Are you kidding?
I wrote, beauty is only skin deep, but abs are forever.
But you wrote that years ago. That was
That
was the name of your one-man show, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, and I was in better shape when I used to do it, but it was great. No, there is something about this movie that it walks a line because, like, Selena Gomez, or it's Selena Gomez, right?
No. Oh. No.
Sorry.
Start the show over.
Vanessa Hutchins. Sorry. I did not grow up in the era of High School Musical. I get them confused sometimes. Just wait until I start talking about the Olsons. But I think they had to make him somewhat sexy. Like, I do believe if you saw this guy on a billboard saying, like, playing in Vegas on New Year's, you'd be like, cool.
Well,
that's
I think the
Tiesto.
He's like some sort of DJ that goes like DJ Frankenstein.
Yeah,
that's what he seemed like. Now, I think if you think about the Beauty and the Beast version that we probably all know,
Beauty and the
that
Beast.
One, you know, the Beast is an actual beast. He's an animal, and he's pretty good looking.
Wait, are you talking about the Disney cartoon or the Linda Hamilton, Ron Perlman, Linda Hamilton?
Yes, Linda Hamilton, right? Ron Perlman, CBS, live, hour-long.
Yeah, the live-action show from when we were
I've not seen any live-action versions of Beauty and the Beast. I've only seen, like, Angela Lansbury as the teapot.
Can I ask you, June, to go further here and say, were there any other Disney characters that you found to be a little attractive?
Well,
Sebastian the crab?
No, I mean, I'm not. Listen, the thing about the Beast is that he is an animal.
The way you
and
lean
I
in on it. The thing about the Beast.
What I'm saying is he's not human. He's lost his human form.
Right.
But even in that, he has some amount of sex appeal. Where,
he's still wearing pants and an overcoat.
Oh, he's definitely wearing clothes.
Yeah.
He's definitely wearing clothes.
This guy, you can't get a fucking shirt on him.
No.
He is shirtless in an aggressive way. He's like one of those guys who hangs out at Central Park with his shirt. Like, it's like, we just crossed the boundary into Central Park, shirts off.
But the crazy thing about him is he goes out into public or doesn't go out into public as though he's an actual animal. As though he's, like, not a human form anymore. As though people are going to torch the apartment.
Well, as if he's a beast. But he's not a beast.
He's
just
not.
No.
Well, we live in a world, though.
He's just a really good-looking guy.
Yeah. Oh, June.
I mean, look, so he chooses to play handball in his apartment for 5 months. Instead of going into the outside.
I'm going to say this right now. If I played handball for 5 months in my house, I would not have that good a body. Like, because I also, you don't see him working out.
No.
But he, to have that body, he would have to be working out, I don't know, 6 hours a day?
What? Okay, let me just go back to the beginning when he is a pretty man. When he is a pretty man, it feels to me like the script is like, someone pitching you the movie. It's like, yeah, you know, so he goes in, he's like, you know, ugly people, blah, good people, attractive people, cool, and then, like, a witch curse him. Like, the dialogue in the beginning of this movie, you're like...
Is that?
So it's like, hey, uglies, and he's like, you're ugly, and I'm attractive.
His speech to run for class, whatever.
Green,
by
also,
the way, what is
also,
he running
what is,
for?
The
what
Green is this? Committee.
Is this a school or a tech startup? I was like, oh, this is a movie that's taking tech bros to task for being fucking dicks. This is a movie about Uber. I get it.
It was like an incubator high school.
But he's literally like in front of the entire student body. And he's like, ha, that dude's a fucking dork. You're ugly. You're a barf.
It's not I get you need to set up the thing, but it is so aggressive, and you're like, wow, that's aggressive. And then you meet the dad, and you're like, whoa. But let's talk to the dad who... Peter Krause, amazing.
Peter Krause, who you think is like, oh, well, he's like, they've got a million houses, blah, blah, blah. He's like a news anchor.
Yeah.
He's like a local news anchor. With, like, conservatively $25 million of property.
This guy is like Chuck Scarborough or Bill Butel. I know those are deep pulls.
Chuck Scarborough's in the house, so give it up.
Where am I Sue Simmons at? all right, let's play a piece of his speech.
True or false? You are an aggressively unattractive person. Hatch a face, face safe. Face like burnt Lego? Or did you only just miss the beauty bar?
Can you pause for one second? What's on her face? Did we ever find out? Is it some sort of techno-organic virus from, like, that Cable has when he came back from the future?
She's a witch. All supernatural people have staples in their face.
Also, are there witches in this movie? This is...
Yes.
There's, like, a real curse.
But by the way, here's the thing that I'd like to talk about. The biggest issue I have, and it's really only one, is why would he fuck with the witch? Like I don't know much. I'm a dum-dum. But if I looked at that person, I'd be like, yeah, I don't fuck with that. Like, why antagonize her? She seems to be out to get him. By the way, Avril Haley pulled together some of the best insults in this movie. And I wanted to show you, this is kind of how he describes people. And they're pretty great. She wrote them down here so you can actually read them. Here we go.
Ball-fighting voodoo tatted slut. Green like the rest of your face, you disabled cover.
Jill got canned. That's probably the way the baby tan looked on camera.
And kudos to you and your bitchcraft deep-fried Barbie doll. The self-mutilated tatted Frankenskank?
I feel like an 8-year-old wrote all those.
Self-mutilated tatted Frankenskank.
Like, that's nothing you would ever just say. You know what I mean? That's only a line you would memorize and struggle to make sound natural.
He also says later on, this is one of the things, one of the only things I wrote down, is later on in his Facebook profile, he says he does not like, under do not likes, fatty cakes.
Which... And he says his likes are anything bangable, I believe. But I do think his fatty cakes thing is like fatty cakes.
Okay.
He likes to
He's
eat
in good shape.
A lean cake.
Gotcha.
Why? I mean, can we talk about just the central romance here? When he meets up with Vanessa Hudgens, he has a connection to her, but I don't see why either of them... connect. She says at one point when he goes back in undercover, he's just living life. Was it that line? Hold on, I'm gonna look for. Oh, she says when he talked, it was like a shot of life. Like, what?
People describe
him. No, when he talked, he's a fucking dick.
He's hateful.
He's a hateful person.
Horrible. He's not just like a popular jockey kind of whatever. He's like a hateful individual based, like, biased person who's like taking on everybody with like brutal criticism, and she like still is like, you want to get a picture at the dance? And he's like, yeah, sure.
And then she
and I was like, come on, Victoria Justice.
Well, and then later on when his maid, who he has said, his housekeeper, who he said the worst things to that I've ever heard.
Zola said things
to her that took my breath away. They took my breath away.
And she still believed the best in him.
Why? Why would what
she still
says
like for you to be the man that I know you to be? When?
When have you seen? I thought maybe when he was a toddler, if she'd been with them for that long, understand.
If that's how he was as a toddler, it's on her. This happened on her watch.
Yeah. That's true, because he was old enough to remember his mother leaving at the zoo, but...
Also... I don't think Carroll Gardens has a zoo.
No.
As a former Carroll Gardens resident, first place in the house, I don't think there's a zoo there.
Why not just go to the Central Park Zoo? It doesn't make a difference.
Brooklyn, baby.
I think that's where he was exiled to.
Okay, so he so he couldn't cross over into Manhattan.
No, because well, you do know that Manhattan has a strict no uggos policy.
Right. Bridge and tunnel, stay home.
You just like a lot of uggos are just trying to swim to Manhattan. Gotta build that wall, guys. I'm looking at you, balcony.
Was, first of all, the dad exiles not only his son, but the housekeeper to this existence, and she seemingly lives there.
I would also like to talk for conservatively in the next 52 minutes about Neil Patrick Harris in this movie. He is just a sighted man. Every time people are talking, he's moving his eyes around, he's moving his head. He's making no effort to at all.
I'm gonna give you one thing. He wore opaque contact lenses. He was blind the entire time shooting this movie.
Really?
Yes.
He makes better eye contact than like a lot of men I know.
I agree. I again watch this movie from the standpoint of it's Ryan Reynolds without the mask from Deadpool, and this is Matt Murdock because he has his rose-colored glasses. He's dressed real snazzy. This is a Marvel extended universe story. How Deadpool got his groove back.
Oh, well, I'm trying to understand. So he's hired as a tutor by Hunter's dad. He doesn't actually start teaching him for, I don't know, a year?
Yeah. Also, yeah, like for like 8 months.
What's he doing in that apartment?
He just is chilling.
What a sweet gig.
He's collecting a page. Like, by the way, if this movie was about him,
I'd be interested.
I'm in.
He's just getting good at darts, hanging out.
But also, I was a little unnerved by him because when Bendit like Beckham came over, he was like a little like creepy with her.
Very. He said one of the worst things I've ever heard.
I'm gonna play it just so we get a taste of it here. Here we go.
Oh, he's got a bunch of insane racial stuff going on too.
From Mars flick where they abduct virginal teenage girls for breeding stock? I'm just, joke. Sorry, I haven't gotten out much. I'm losing my social graces. Rewind.
Full on Robin Williams there.
I feel like he improvised that.
Yeah. This movie is a little stalky. Like, the Beast is straight up stalking Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, and it doesn't seem like their connection was that strong to...
They spent 15 seconds together.
Yeah.
But strangely, those 15 seconds made a real impact on both of them. Like, he's her screensaver.
Right. And she has an open JPEG just out and about.
Well, like, yeah, because like everybody does that, right? Just has a bunch of open JPEGs on their homepage. Also,
by the way, so my favorite part of the stalking is when he sees her. When he sees her walking down the street with her earphones on. And she's singing aloud and then catches herself singing aloud and then laughs. Just laughs and laughs.
Like she's having a great time, right? But in that scene, her dad is still a junkie.
Yeah. I was interested in the portrayal of her dad as a junkie because I actually thought it was pretty accurate. Like he was... But he was a functioning junkie. Like he had several ties on, I think, and like a cardigan.
Several ties on at once. Yeah, this
like
is
Marty
this,
McFly in Back to the Future
this
2.
This is a frontline level documentary about the opioid epidemic in our country.
I didn't understand though. Where was she picking him up from?
The fire escape?
No, like, it seemed like she was picking him up from like a halfway house. Like it was a clear glass window. Maybe it was like the emergency.
Maybe it was like a drug place. Okay, so she picks him up from the, what kind of drug place?
You know, where you go to get drugs.
Yeah, like he's getting like a little methadone
like a drug,
or something.
Like a,
yeah.
Methadone clinic.
I'm saying like a drug house.
Oh, no, no. It had a clear glass window.
No, it was an establishment. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I might have fast-forwarded at this point.
Okay, well, she picks him up from there, and then they hit the streets. And with a backpack.
Yeah.
And he, I guess, is either dealing drugs or buying drugs, and she's handing out sandwiches.
Yeah.
Is that like, what happened?
Like, I feel like she's helping the poor, and he's scoring drugs from the poor. And they go home and they go, oh, do you know Frankie? Oh, yeah, I know Frankie. Oh, cool. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, like I gave him a sandwich. Oh, he sold me crack. Yeah. Like they bond over the simple things.
Can I tell you why I'm a big fan of Simply Safe Home Security? I like it because it's ready for anything that gets thrown at it. Here's the deal. A storm takes out your power. Simply Safe is ready. An intruder cuts your phone line. Simply Safe is ready. Does that even happen? Are intruders cutting my phone line? Oh, man, now I'm stressed out. Say they destroy your keypad or siren. Simply Safe will get you the help that you need, even without that. And here's what I love about this. Maybe it's overkill. Maybe you don't need to be ready for every worst case scenario, but Simply Safe is always ready just in case. That's what makes it great. That's why we love our doomsday preppers, because you know what? When the shit goes down, we're going to want to be with them, okay? Simply Safe is that nerd in the corner who's buying all the right protections and going to make sure that you're safe, but you kind of ignore on the day-to-day, and that's okay. And you know why you ignore it? Because it's cheap. It should cost an arm and leg, but it doesn't. And they're good people. They charge you what's fair and what's right. It's $14.99 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know because I'm like, you know what? It's worth the peace of mind to know that if anything happens, they will be there. You got to check it out. Go to simplysafe.com/bonkers. That's simplysafe, SimpliSafe.com. /bonkers. That's simplysafe.com/bonkers. Go check it out. See if you like it. I think you will.
Before we even get into the main crux of this movie, which is kind of kidnapping, Avril pointed this out, and I think this is actually amazing. You really can't hear the curse that the witch gives. It's really kind of funny. So here is the curse right here. Just listen. It's not our player. Okay.
How are you feeling, Kyle?
Kendra? What are you doing here?
I'm here for everyone who just missed the beauty boat.
What?
And all the self-mutilated, tatted Frankenskanks?
It was a joke.
I didn't get it. But pretty soon you will.
What?
You have a year to find someone to love you. Before the tree blooms again. When the spring flowers bloom again, the year is up.
What the?
And either the words, I love you, will release you from the spell.
Where's the tree?
This is forever.
Wait, what?
No. Oh, shit.
Maybe you can hear it better when you're watching it like this.
I heard it this time. Why is she... Why isn't she... Doesn't she have her techno-organic virus in this? Why isn't she...
She's healed there.
But why? Why in this is she like...
She's trying to fit in.
No, we just saw it. Didn't we just see her downstairs wearing a different outfit?
Yeah, she's like a god.
I was genuinely flummoxed.
By the way, that was Mary-Kate's last acting role.
Really?
Bam, drop the mic on this one. Like, that was it. By the way, I think she was great. Like, I'm all in on that performance.
Me too.
Thumbs up. Same thing. I feel the same way about Michelle Williams and I Feel Pretty. I'm like, fucking go for it. Like, get these crazy characters from these good actors.
Yeah.
All right. Don't have to get behind me on that.
Yeah.
Do you think we can retroactively nominate her for an Oscar?
It's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, at least an honorary Oscar.
So... I mean, fast forward to when Vanessa Hudgens is actually held captive in the Beast's home. And by the way, they did depart from the original story, which I think is that the Beast does truly kidnap the Beauty.
Well, the Beast saves the beauty from
beauty.
An attack of wolves.
Yes, but then locks her up.
Well, she's hurt. I think he's trying to rehabilitate her.
That's one way to look at it.
And he was like, hey, you don't leave here. I'm going to put you in a cage so you heal. He was just trying to make sure she was better.
I don't know that I've ever seen Beauty and the Beast.
What?
What?
Jason, get ready. About it, the way more you're talking about it, I'm like, I don't know these
There goes
beats.
The baker with the tray.
No.
Wow.
Not no, only...
Like I don't have any recognition of it.
Not only have I seen Beauty and the Beast, the Disney movie, I saw the Broadway version of it, and then as little as 2 months ago, saw a high school production of it out in Los Angeles. I'm well-versed.
Quick, just super quick aside. Do you have high school-aged children?
Nope. But if your follow-up
did
question...
Did
your follow-up
see,
question
did
is, do I like art?
Halves?
What?
Did you see both halves of the production? Or
where
you
Belle plays Beast, the Beast play Belle? Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, nice.
No, but I do like art.
So I'm pretty sure what happens in the original is that Belle is captured. Well, I think what happens is the Beast is... the townspeople catch wind of the fact that there's a Beast living in a castle. Fuck it.
Does somebody who's very well-versed want to just tell us what the story is?
All right, hold on. I'm going to go right here to someone in the audience who had their hand up, a Disney file. Okay, in the most concise way, tell us what happens.
The dad goes on a trip, and he gets captured, and then Belle goes to save her dad, and they make an exchange. And Belle says, my dad can go back, and I'll stay here.
But is it okay? Fine.
Thank
but
you.
Doesn't. But where's the song "Kill the Beast" come in?
That's
later
the,
on when
that's
Gaston
the town.
Remembers. That's the town
because
the dad comes back and says describes the beast, right?
Yes.
So she is captured though, but has some agency over it, I guess.
But in this one,
but falls in love with him.
But in this one, not so much. This one, they make a backdoor deal where he goes, let me kidnap your daughter, and I'll keep her safe. And then the father
it's
just
drops. It's not a deal. He takes pictures and basically blackmails the father and says, I will send these pictures to the police. Pictures of you murdering someone. And if you don't...
Wait, what? That happened in this movie?
Right?
Here it is.
Are you serious? I don't remember that.
Here we go.
I do not remember that.
You loved this movie.
Maybe this will refresh your memory, June.
You killed him. Your daughter. For my brother. Someday, I'll find her.
Can you pause right there? This guy never comes back, right?
Never.
Nope.
I really kept expecting this clown to come back. Nope.
Me. Come on, what do you want?
I want her. I want to protect her.
I can protect her.
Did you hear it? If she stays with me, she'll be safe.
I don't know who you are.
But if she leaves,
why would you?
Cops will get these.
No, it's just too twisted.
Did you take the pictures? I missed it again!
How did you think the girl ended up at the house?
I'm literally not seeing it.
Not only I don't know who you are, but why isn't the dad like, what's up with you? You have long, straight, open wounds. Are these giant paper cuts? Is this like the kind of paper cut you get from like Oak Tag?
By the way, based on that guy's reaction, he should be like, oh, maybe it's not so bad. Like the guy didn't even flinch when he saw him. He was like, ah!
Yeah.
Like he was like, hey, what? Oh, you want to take my daughter? Well, I don't know you. Like it wasn't like, you freak.
I'm only just now seeing that it looks like his eyebrows are...
Oh, okay.
Can I just ask, is that a language?
Yes.
It says it's... embrace the suck.
Yeah.
Oh, embrace. Oh, it does. Wow. June? Really?
I saw that.
June, what did you think of the scene where he takes her John Lennon glasses and kind of puts them on and just sits there with his...
He wanted to see life through her eyes.
And he was like, ooh, Zac Efron.
Her character is so thinly drawn, though, because after knowing a little bit about her dad and her situation, why is she so happy-go-lucky? Like, why is she running down the street singing aloud? She's a really serious situation on her hands.
Yes, and also, who is she talking to on the phone? She's monologuing on the phone.
So there's this other guy that I don't think we ever meet who is also Facebook messengering.
But like,
her.
How do we never meet? Do we ever?
I don't think so.
No, right? How is it possible that guy, because that's the person who's also like, do you want to run away? Let's go to Machu Picchu. Let's do this. And you're like, wait a minute. We never know who that character is?
Never meet him.
Look, that's the way social media is. You know somebody by their letters, not their face.
Do you think that she's getting catfished?
What if he was the guy trying to get her to run away? Like, just from the other room. By the way, when you kidnap somebody, don't let them use Facebook. Rule number one.
Also,
don't know much, know that.
She's still got her phone, which I'm sure can be tracked.
So that's the thing, and is she unable to get out of there?
I think she's able to get out of there, but understands that her life is in actual danger.
You know, well, she says later on that it is the cage that freed her.
Oh.
Wait, June, how do you feel about that?
I feel like you liked that.
I like that moment.
June, sometimes it's good to be put in a cage to realize that you love someone, right?
Here's what I was disappointed about, though, in this movie, which was otherwise was next to perfect. I expected the reveal of him to her to be so interesting and unexpected.
I expected her to barf.
I thought it was going to be a surprise. I was really anticipating it. Simply gets up and turns around.
Yeah, and it like pulls down his hood, and she's like, uh-huh.
Next.
As if it's like,
next question.
Yeah, no bigs, what's up?
No big deal.
Now,
like, he should have, like, a diarrhea face. He should have
oozing
a face.
Diarrhea.
He should have a butthole on his head that just is constantly drenching his face in hot diarrhea.
Okay? Jason,
that's
though.
A beast. But that's a beast. Now get somebody to love you, shit face.
I can't help but think that's a subtle dig at my hilarious character where I'm the mascot for Imodium AD, where I am a asshole that shits all the time. Like, hey, you got diarrhea? Take some Imodium. No, I think that Mary-Kate believes in him. She's like, look, I'm going to just skew it a little bit. So you got to go out there. She wants him to find love. She doesn't want to curse him.
Yeah, and your body will not be touched.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so ripped.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. He's got, like, all of the muscles.
Let me show you the scene that we just talked about when she first sees his face. She, you know, kind of iconically, this is the Gone with the Wind moment, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn kind of moment, where, you know, the America now knows this moment to be true acceptance. It was cut short in the film. This is the deleted scene, and I would like to show it to you because it is
Please
great.
Tell me he shows his dick. And it's a bag of wet diarrhea.
Pretty gruesome, huh?
I've seen worse.
Where?
At that halfway house. Okay. Now watch. She leaves. I'm going to narrate it a little bit for the people who can't see it. A nice long scene. He goes out for a walk now. Music It's getting kind of good. He's kind of excited. Don't know why they haven't cut this silent scene. He goes, oh, he sees a giant tower, giant construction tower. And he's like, oh, what's this about? And then he starts to climb it. Climbs to the tippy top of the construction tower. And we get this. Big smile. Big deep breath. And we're taking an impatient movie.
She's seen worse!
For those of you who didn't hear it,
I would love it. Go ahead.
That's hilarious.
But I didn't hear it all.
Here's. Let's do it. You do it, and okay. I'm gonna do a side part as a New Yorker.
Okay, great. She's seen worse.
Jump. And you know she's just being nice. She's not seen worse unless she's seen a diarrhea face. Which, again, would have been a much better beast.
Imodium AD, for when you gotta shit your pants.
I can't believe Kyle is gone. What about that new guy that's got diarrhea for a face? He's such a hunk. He's got an 8-pack, yeah, but it's covered in diarrhea.
This movie also...
He's also got corn all over his face.
Corn? When did I eat corn?
The diarrhea's got corn in it. No. Guys, don't use it too much. It doesn't make it as special.
Do you think... He was manipulating her when he brought her to the Carroll Park Zoo because it seemed like he needed to get I love you, and he was like, I'm going to create a date that really amps up the emotion. It felt to me like he was manipulating the I love you, not getting the organically when he talked about the elephant bones.
Yeah. Well, listen,
agree with me?
What's happening, Paul? The footage of the elephant bones... did make me cry. I'm not gonna lie.
I did too.
I'm sure you
got
did.
Me, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I did cry at the end of this movie too.
What?
Like a little bit.
But I am trying to understand the story he was telling. So his mom brought him to the zoo. Or no, his dad brought him to the zoo to break the news that his mom had left.
Right, his
for
dad
good.
Said, I'll take you anywhere you want to go, and he said...
Carroll Garden Zoo.
And his dad was like, hang on, we got to build one. But good news, I'm an anchor man. So it'll be ready by the weekend.
I'm in one of the major markets in the United States.
Yep.
So his dad took him there... He hears the news that his mother's never coming back, and then happens to see an elephant video about a
documentary
mom.
About it. The documentary that's clearly been playing for about 16 to 18 years about an elephant.
I actually don't want to talk too much about it. All it's right. going to make me cry again. But we all know what the elephant story is. And he says that he's never felt a love like that before.
Right.
And so I'm assuming this is really just the two of them. I mean, but he has felt parental love from...
No, he texts his dad.
Who, Krause?
He has to text his dad in the middle of a conversation to get his dad to respond to something. Because he's dealing with news.
Yeah. His dad's, like, always on the phone because of the news.
You don't think that he felt that for his mother before she left?
Yeah, she abandoned him, yeah. though.
But, you know, it doesn't stop you from loving someone.
I would argue that, like, I can't quite wrap my head around why he doesn't feel loved by the housekeeper who is clearly his nanny, who has clearly been there his entire life. Why does he...
Well, she's a little cold.
What's that?
She's a little cold.
She's a little cold? I don't think so at all. She seems lovely.
Perfectly
so I can't,
lovely.
Like, why hasn't she made any impact to either of these men? And sub-question, why does she still work for them? They are both horrible monsters. They are like, it is basically like her job is, if the movie's about her, she goes home and her friend's like, how was work? And she's like, well, you know I'm working for Patrick Bateman and his son, right?
By the way, I'm gonna stop you right there and go, she doesn't go home. She is also kidnapped.
She lives there.
That's true, yeah, in the second, yes, yeah.
Yeah. In the house with no furniture.
They basically create an environment in which they put her life in danger, Neil Patrick Harris's life in danger, which I'm okay with, and I guess Diarrhea Face's life in danger, yeah. simply by putting Miranda Cosgrove in the house with them.
Well, it's
I have
same...
like five more.
Yeah. It's the
I'm
same
frantically
thing that happens,
trying to think
though.
Of others.
It's the same thing that happens in the animated movie. And I guess I'm assuming that Neil Patrick Harris is Mrs. Teapots?
No, he's the candelabra.
Or Lumiere?
Yeah, he's Lumiere.
Who's
oh,
that?
He's Lumiere.
Yeah, I think the teapot is the maid.
She's the teapot?
Ooh, who's Ursula?
The dad.
That makes sense.
Here's a great example of a movie where you're like, hey, remember that thing that's like big in pop culture? Let's put it in our movie because that will have relevance. But then when you watch it, you're like, ooh, was up? Was no.
Wait, but this is, at the time this movie was made, that still was like long past, right?
This is 2011.
So yeah, and when did those commercials come out?
I'll Google it right now.
Way earlier than that. 2007?
2001?
99?
76?
42?
The Was Up commercials came out in 1999.
I mean, it he goes back to that well a number of times.
What's up?
One, two, three, four. What's up? I was like, what? While they're hitting golf balls off the roof?
Which seems very dangerous.
Oh, they killed many people.
Four. One, two, three. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Can you... I'm only now just realizing it's only Neil Patrick Harris. I thought it was the both of them, but it's just him. Which means Diarrhea Face is like, ooh, I wish he'd stop doing this. Maybe if I don't do it, he'll pick up that this is not cool to do.
Oh, but their love is on a unfortunate timer. She says, you gotta catch a bus to Machu Picchu.
Here's my question.
It's like one of those Chinatown buses.
So they end up starting to really fall for each other. And then her dad ODs. Why doesn't he drive her to the hospital?
Yes.
Or go
with
her.
He drives her to the Metro North station.
Yeah, and it's like, good luck with the last
leg.
It's
faster if you take the train. I'm sorry, traffic is crazy.
And then why, I missed a bit of this, why does she have that long letter?
I don't know.
He like accidentally gave it to her?
He did?
Oh, hold on.
I know he's been writing the letter.
Out so
how does she end up having it? Though?
Just tell us why. Why does she have that letter?
Because he was writing it the whole time for her, and then he handed it slowly, but then she tripped and fell and they were both.
Are you crying?
Are you okay? Ma'am?
Beginning of the movie that she really likes long form letters. This was all a plan. He was planning for this. I'm sorry. I'm just nervous.
Please do not openly weep at our show.
So it was part of his master plan. It was write a long form letter and give her Jujubes.
I knew he was writing her the letter, but
how
I just missed
the... How did she end up with it on the train? Get back out there, Paul. Get back out there.
And try to find somebody who's not sobbing.
Why does she end up with...
Why does she end up with the letter? Well, because he's going to hand it to her and tell her that he loves her, but then she gets the text message and she looks at him and she says, my dad just OD'd. And so it ruins the whole kiss moment, and it was hard to watch.
Okay,
honestly.
Paul, she has not answered the question.
She has. What she's saying is he was going to like almost do a proposal, like, I've been with you, it's been great, I love you, here's a letter. And they're like, do-do-do-do-do. Oh, my dad's in the hospital. And he wrecked the
moment. But he was... No, Paul.
Wait,
Paul.
Back out.
He was very upset when
Paul,
he saw her.
Don't go back to her anymore.
Do not go back to her.
Paul.
Yeah. All right, come on over, sir. A very unlikely gentleman has now. All right, show us where the romance is. Tell us.
So they're talking, and I can't remember what she says, but basically she says, "You're a great friend."
Thank you. Wait, it still hasn't entirely answered the question.
How does she get the letter? And I mean, I'm going to say this. You know, I'm going to say this. None of your answers should have lines of dialogue in it.
All right, how does she get the letter?
How does she get the letter?
Hold on. Okay, here we go. Have it.
Along the lake house, and he hands it over to her.
He does? Okay.
So
I missed that.
Wait.
Guys.
Hold on.
You can't act like I'm being an asshole when none of you have come up with that answer.
Wait, hold on. There's more right here. Hold on. We're going back to our first person.
Why?
To finish it.
Paul.
She has it.
Paul, I want you to understand something.
She does not
Those
have
people
it, Paul.
Came from the balcony.
I know.
You've been duped. You've been misled. These people all came from the balcony.
I'm giving her one more shot because I think she has figured it out. Okay, what happened?
Okay, it was a slow toss to her, and in the midst of the toss, that's when she fell. He caught her, and yes, I did come from the balcony.
It's an amazing thing when we can't get a straight answer about a movie that we all saw.
But yet somehow, the complexity of that was so perfectly illustrated by the fact that you were from the balcony. Because I really was like, how have we gone back to her twice? And
Three
she's
times.
Not, oh, wait a minute. This is a balcony monster. This person's either drunk or out of their mind. I'm just now noticing people are in the boxes.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Nice.
I want to show you guys something.
Oh, no.
The movie didn't end the way... we saw.
What?
There was a deleted ending, a much harsher ending. He didn't just simply transform out of a bus station, his hair have less gel in it, and she's like, hey, get away from me, I gotta find the beast. It was a darker, crazier ending. It's a little bit long, but I believe it's worthy of us watching. We could always edit it out, but... maybe even dim the lights on stage so we can really take this in. But this is the original ending. The original ending of Beastly.
Oh, he's back!
So basically the guy from the beginning is back.
Right! Right, because story-wise, he has to come back.
We don't want to just eliminate a character, okay? So he has a gun to her head.
You
You're here.
He gets a bullet in the chest. Wait, did it hit one of his gold pieces and shoot back off and ricochet and kill the guy?
Yeah, what got the guy?
I think it may have hit one of his nostril rings.
No.
All right, so the other guy has gone down now, too.
She's smiling.
I'll help.
No.
Oh, but you're hurt.
I didn't feel it. I don't feel a thing.
Please, let me get help.
No. I have to tell you something.
What?
I was someone else. So ugly.
You knew me. What are you talking about?
But none of it matters anymore.
He
what?
Seemingly is dead now. Vanessa Hudgens is laughing through most of his death scene.
This is too close. This shot is too close.
Okay, and here we go. He wakes up. He sees her crying.
That's also too close.
He takes a tear from her eye, which is a magical crystal. And then the magical crystal goes down his finger.
You are not ugly. You are the most beautiful man I have ever met. And I love you.
She kisses him in his diarrhea mouth. By the way, that would be great if his breath was just really bad.
Yes! Yeah, like
just
diarrhea.
Just diarrhea breath.
You know, like make him smell. He's a beast.
Here we go. She's mounting him.
She's not. Can you pause it there? She's not. It's like we need to get your both of your faces in the shot. So you are going to put your face on his so that you can't look at it. But try and push it together like maybe they'll become one face.
Maybe her beauty will rub off on his face. Here we go.
But also, like, there's so much going on. Like, the tear is one thing. The saying, I love you, is another. Like, what?
The guy is shot by no reason. Here we go. The flowers come off his arm.
So this was effects were done.
Yep. This is a test really screening. The flowers turn into petals. The petals explode. And we're on a tight eye, but it's not measly. The eye is beautiful. What a beautiful eye. And back to normal.
Oh, total hug.
What?
It's okay.
She's like totally fucking freaked.
She's also, again, smiles a couple of times.
By the way, it seems like they're in a halfway house. All right, here we go.
It's me.
I don't understand.
It was always me. There was a curse.
There was a curse?
But the thing is, I wanted to help you. Then you came, and everything changed. And then I was in love with you.
Please. Just stop.
She's really taking it in. Really taking it in. Here we go. He makes an overtly sad face.
at the end of the movie, I want to have like a minute of silence.
And now watch
awkward,
this.
Awkward silence.
When he is sad, she sees him.
It's you.
It's me.
Wait, what?
Yes! She was laying on top of him and he transformed. I mean, I don't think you fall asleep on a dead body.
You guys just let me watch this already?
What?
I said, can you just let me watch it? You keep on interrupting.
Sorry, can you guys be quiet? June needs to watch the end of this and sob.
Here we go.
It's you.
A lot of lip touching. Man. Nice makeup. June is excited. Real hardcore makeout.
So much nose touching.
And that is the original ending of Beastly. By far, a better ending, right? You believe it's a better ending?
Yeah.
I do think it was a better ending. I thought it was
because
weird.
Because it like brought, I like that it brought back the guy who said he was going to kill her. I like that it,
yeah.
Like I, that felt like on a story level, that makes sense.
Well,
that,
it's much closer to the source material. Because he does fully die and then is revived, I think, by her tears or a petal or something.
Right. Who the fuck knows?
Imagine you've been shot in the chest. You are dying. Do you think you could pluck a tear from right in the corner of someone's eye and then examine it?
Jason, if you paid any attention to it when he deleted his Facebook account, he's not even here. He's already been dead for a long time.
Sure.
He's already been through hell and back. A bullet wound? Nothing.
There's a brand new podcast coming out of Starburns Audio. It's called Never Seen It. It's hosted by Kyle Ayers, and he gets comedians to rewrite famous movies and television shows that they have never seen, and then they do a cold read of it in studios. These movies range from prestige cinema to Hollywood blockbusters and everything in between. Tired of pretending you've never seen The Wire parties? Well, don't worry about it, because here, comedians get on and write what they think The Wire is, and then you get to hear them act it out. You'll hear Dan Harmon's take on Lawrence of Arabia, Amy Miller's rewriting of The Shining, and Fula Borg's No Country for Old Men. Plus, they have segments like What Movie Is Kyle's Dad Describing Based Solely Off of Seeing a Trailer, and Never Heard the Movie, and guess what three movie scenes are playing when the audio of all three are played simultaneously. This is a really funny show. Make sure you don't miss a single episode. Subscribe to Never Seen It on Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It's for movie heads like me and like you. Get into it. People, I've talked about Squarespace so much, so now I'm going to sing about it. Turn your dream into a reality with Squarespace. Squarespace makes it so easy to launch a passion project. Whether you're looking to start a new business, showcase your work, or publish your content, sell your products some more, Squarespace is here for you with beautiful templates created by world-class designers. With the ability to customize just about anything with a few clicks, you can make a beautiful website yourself, and Squarespace can show you how. E-commerce functionality is what you need. If you're selling anything online, it's guaranteed to help you grow your site in real time, because everything is optimized right out of the box. Out of the box, there's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Buying a domain is simple, and you get the help you need with 24/7 award-winning customer support. Squarespace empowers millions of people, from designers to polishers to lawyers and artists to polishers. Paul Scheer has three sites on it. Go check it out at unspooledpod.com or paulscheer.com. See what you can do. Get jealous of me. Make your own website. We'll get into a battle. Head to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/bonkers. Offer code bonkers, B-O-N-K-E-R-S. Do it, Squarespace. You love it.
Now we come to you, audience. Where do you stand on this movie? Do you have questions? Do you have answers? Do you have things to share with us? I'll ask you here with your notepad out and about. Ma'am, your name and your question.
My name is Becca, and my question was, can we talk about the names in this movie for a second?
Go for it.
In the grand tradition of how did this get made, names having meanings. So her name is Lindy, which is essentially the Spanish version of Belle, but his last name, because he is the prince stand-in, his last name is King Son.
King Son. Cool. Nice. Any other ones? Okay, those are great. That was great. Good question. You started it off good. Our first crowd, we're a little rickety on the question. So, sir, don't break the streak. Your name, your question. Go.
My name is Blair. My question is just about Machu Picchu. In the crazy hallway scene, Vanessa Hudgens is standing in front of a sign that says, "The annual trip to Machu Picchu." So this school goes to Machu Picchu every year.
Every year.
Blair, did you see that school? Blair, did you see that school? Yeah, they go to Machu Picchu every year. They go to Machu Picchu twice a year, Blair. These fuckers can do anything. That's like the Apple campus.
We never got to the bottom of what the Green Committee is doing at that school.
By the way, one of the laziest like jokes in the movie is like, green is good, which is a play on greed is good from Wall Street, but greed is good makes sense. Green is good does not. Also referencing a movie that took place in 1986, for high schoolers, it's kind of equivalent to, what's up? Okay, sir, your name, your question.
My name's Issa, and we were talking about the eyebrows earlier. Yeah. So it was bugging the hell out of me, because that's Arabic, and I can read Arabic, but I didn't know what the hell it said. So I went on a journey to discover what it meant, and I looked online. I brought it up with the Sharia law committee meetings that I go to. And nobody could figure out what that meant in Arabic. It was nonsense, right? So I finally figured out that what they did was they took Arabic letters that looked like English letters, and because Arabic you read right to left, and it didn't make sense in that way. So when I finally, like, you know, after like yelling at my family, getting frustrated, I looked at a still on my computer. And I realized that what they did was they just took Arabic letters that look like English and you're supposed to read it left to right, and it says, embrace, suck.
Yeah. Wow.
Also, stop.
You, sir, have single-handedly redeemed the Balcony Monsters with that one question. So, so good.
But also, like, you know, be more forgiving to your family. You don't have to yell at them.
Yeah, they did not want to be on that journey with you.
They're like, our son has lost his mind.
Yeah.
We need to call.
They are concerned.
Guys, remember, your families don't want to watch these movies.
It did make me laugh that at the lake house.
I'm in the upper balcony. I don't mean to interrupt you, June.
Be careful, Paul.
No. I was going to say that at the lake house, Hunter reveals that his father would only ever spend 45 minutes there. And then it seemed like Hunter still only spent 45 minutes there with Vanessa Hudgens.
That's like a $9 million home.
Yeah, it's not a cottage, by the way. Whoever called it a lake
cottage. No, they call
it
a cottage.
They do?
They call it a cottage. He goes, it's not like my father has a vacation house. And the housekeeper goes, and he goes, oh, wait a minute. There is the lake cottage. And then it's that place.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, are you kidding me?
Do either one of you want to see the sequel with Peter Crosso where he is cursed by Ashley Olsen?
Yes.
Okay, your name, your question.
My name is Lindsay, and my question is, I'm surprised that you saw every doctor in the country that couldn't fix his face. I'm a dermatologist, and
brag.
I know we have things that could fix his face.
Whoa, she's saying you could, so if he came to you at an all-night plastic surgery place, you could be like, I could at least get you back to what, 70%?
Yeah, about like 75 to 80%, yeah.
Wow.
Lindsay. Let's be honest here, okay?
I'd still tap it.
What did she say? What did she say? Oh, she said she'd still tap it.
Only the upper balcony could have horny dermatologists. Lindsay, I wasn't going to ask you if you would still tap it, you filthy monster.
I will say...
I was going to say, do you have ointments or salves that cure witches' curses?
I'd fuck it.
But what I'm saying is, I'd still suck his dick. Even if it had a bunch of that weird black tattoo stuff on it, I'd still trace his cum gutters with my fingers. That's you, Lindsay.
All right.
You made me say that.
Sir, your name, your question.
Alex. My name's Alex.
Is it Alex Pettifer?
Yeah.
Star of this movie?
First of all, Hudson, New York is a real place with a train station. Just
prove it.
Fuck you, man.
Prove it.
Thank you. Secondly, she is a full-fledged witch. What is she doing hanging out at a high school?
Why is she in high school? I agree. That's a
you
great
guys
question.
Say this as if witches don't have shit to get done with high school kids. Why do witches have to just do adults?
Is she a teacher? I mean, I know she's not, but she's also, she's not, she doesn't seem like a
student. Do you think every witch just starts off as an adult? I mean...
She has very powerful magic.
She's a fairy.
What?
She's a fairy.
Guys, but Teen Witch had to get better at it.
All right, your name...
I mean, listen, top that, I get it. But...
Sir, your name, your question.
My name is Dave. So the Olsen twins, right, they put a curse on them and make them Teen Voldemort.
By the way, this is one of them.
Doesn't matter. Why the fuck don't they press charges?
What, like, why doesn't he press...
You know what? Black it out.
Just
show
Paul, just walk. Get out
Show's
of there.
Over. Just
get
black
out of there,
it out.
Paul.
Just black the whole room. You know what?
He's over there.
You know what? Just explode the building. You know what? That's a wrap on humanity. Why not press charges? Get out of here.
He would be caught in litigation for years. Okay. Hi. What's
I'd like
your name?
To sue. I'd like to sue the high school witch that put a curse on me.
Your name?
You would like it. You would like to have for this to have been. You know what? Fuck you. You would like for this to have been a legal thriller. What? It's a bunch of like it's
the
a court,
people versus
a
Teen Witch
drama. A court like Inherit the Wind. Fuck
All right.
you.
Your name and your question.
My name is Marjorie. And my question is, if you could give someone a one
Marjorie,
year...
quick question. Who would you like to answer this?
I'll give it to you, Jason. If you could give... if you could give someone a one-year ugly curse, who would it be and why?
Oh, great question, Marjorie. I gotta say, it's the guy that said, why didn't they press charges? You have 1 year to come up with a better question.
All right, everybody. Well, those are great questions, or at least a handful of great questions. But now it's time for a second opinion. Believe it or not, these reviews are real. I can't believe this is how they feel. This movie's so bad, it gave me the runs. But who disagree? Some schmucks with second opinion. Give it up for Eric. Thank you very much.
This movie gave you the runs? How did that happen?
Diarrhea face. These are five-star reviews, culled from Amazon.com. And buckle up. All right. Here we go. This one is one of my favorite reviews of all time. Beauty and the Beast meets in high school. Sigh. I wish there was a part two to this movie. I would really watch it. That's the title. It is written by James Thoughtston. And it goes, I decided to watch this movie because I had to create my jewelry. And I needed something to look up from time to time, you know, as background noise. Can you believe I did nothing? My goofy 41-year-old face was plastered to this screen every stinking minute of this movie, and I did nothing. Yes, the
was
beast
she frozen?
Is James. Yes, the beast is as ugly as Gerard Butler in The Phantom. Love that movie. I had to Google that, and this is what Gerard Butler in Phantom of the Opera looks like. Quick. And Olsen twin, she was fabulous,
that's
really brilliant.
Gerard Butler?
Yep.
I think it might be Brendan Fraser.
When... when you get to the end, you will see what I mean when I say I wish there was a part two of this movie. I would really, really watch it. If you're wondering what kind of language they have, there are some mocking languages like fat cow, ugly cow, skank, B-word. And at the beginning when they wanted to portray the ugly side of Kyle, no nudity. Great movie all around. And then in giant letters, I took a screen grab. Love it!
I like him.
Okay, Ashley Marion writes, I really like this movie. I was rooting for Beastly Kyle to get the girl throughout the movie. I mean, I did feel like he was putting himself out there a lot. And it drove me crazy how long it took her to realize that he loved her. Duh. Great morals, great story, great movie, great ending. Mwah, daddy.
Wait, is it signed, Daddy?
No, it's Mwah, Daddy.
Can I see it? I don't know.
Top one.
Wait, what?
Ah, that's what it says.
It's, wow. It's double exclamation points, so it's Mwah, Daddy.
And we end on this weird one.
Daddy. I would like one of you to say that when you're coming tonight. One of you. Or if not more, but just please, you know you're gonna do it. So just like, think about it now and remind yourself later. Right at the moment you're coming, go, Daddy. And I guarantee your partner comes.
We have a 97% ratio when we tell you that you will come in this show. This
those
one is 2%
weird. 2% though are sad listeners. Daddy.
This one is by Anonymous. It goes, this movie is not what it claims to be. It is about the forced ingestion of mercury, other metals, and dyes, as evidenced by the different colors of veins protruding. It is about slashing boys' faces open to examine the difference between bone structure, which are prettier than the orcs who invaded their neighbors and destroyed the world, And what country is famous for their plastic surgery transformations? USA.
Yeah. We're looking at you, Lindsay, the horny dermatologist. Why are you experimenting on our hunky boys?
What's the companion to this? A fairy tale about scabies and carbuncles and acid to the face? 5 stars. Now, I just want to say to all of you, I'm so glad that you watched Beastly and not this movie, which I found, called Beastly Boys. Which one? I Googled it. So there you go. No, I'm not showing the trailer to that. It looks like pornography.
But like, how do we know? I suspect we'll know it if we see it.
Just a couple of facts about this movie. It budgeted at $17 million. It made 27. Not bad. A hit. Came in 104th out of all the movies made in 2011. The top movies of 2011, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Woo!
Transformers Dark Side of the Moon and the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. The movie was beaten by Fast Five, Smurfs, Green Lantern, Sucker Punch, and Abduction, but for the first time, I believe, in How Did This Get Made history, it beat Drive Angry, which was one of the first movies we ever did on this show. What else do I want to say about this?
We've done a lot of movies from that one year.
Yeah, that's a big year for us. 2011 really was a big one.
A terrible year.
Original cast, Lindsay Lohan as the witch, but she turned it down, and Zac Efron as Kyle. So there you go. Jason, would you recommend it?
You know, I didn't enjoy this as much as you guys did, I think. I did not get hooked into it in a way that I do, that I tend to with overtly romance-y kind of stories. For whatever reason, it didn't click for me, so I didn't like it. I thought it was kind of a blah. So I would say maybe not, but I know you guys liked it more, so maybe I should give it a second chance?
Yeah, you should watch it again.
I'll watch it again.
Yeah. You just weren't in the right frame of mind.
I think there's, you know, if to go along with the episode, sure, fast forward through it if you want, but I didn't think it was great.
June?
I really enjoyed it.
Original ending or deleted scene ending?
I do think the deleted scene ending was better. You know.
Yeah, the original ending kind of is soft and weird. I don't understand why the movie is so heavy drama and then just like light and fluffy at the end. I liked it. I watched it. I liked it. I don't know. I cried twice. I'm not afraid to admit it.
And, so the second time you cried was when they got together at the very end? Wow.
I just thought, like, you know what? When that phone rang and she's like, oh, shit. You are him? I was like, oh. Look, I'm a sucker for a good romance.
At what point in the movie did you guys realize it was him?
Until the very end.
At that point.
Yeah, that was for me too at the end. And I was
it
like,
is a confusing
oh, wow.
movie. Yeah, so always spoiler alert, he is him.
Yeah.
Because
I was like, I'm glad the Kyle guy went away because this Hunter guy is so much more interesting.
Yes.
You know, Kyle was a big jerk. And then when it was revealed it was the same person, I'll be honest, my mind was blown.
It was a shocking twist. I mean, not since Kaiser Soze have I been like, huh? But then it all checks out.
Yeah, if you looked in their eyes, I mean, there was always something like familiar about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like I had seen before, but I couldn't, you know, place him.
Sure.
So.
I also want to say, June, that we were watching this movie and you were getting tired when we were watching it. But you liked it so much that you said we were sharing an AirPod headphone. And she said to me, she's like, just let it play. I want to listen to it. Sleeping to the sultry sounds of Beastly.
What were your dreams that night?
I just wasn't, I knew I could no longer keep my eyes open, but I wasn't ready to let it go.
Anything to plug, guys?
No, I'm good.
Okay, great. Well, I'll just quickly plug my other podcast, Unspooled, where we talk about the greatest movies of all time. Thank you so much for listening to that. We've had some great people on there.
You have guests on that show?
Great guests. Talented people.
That's interesting. Like
what episode did you guest on?
Oh,
I haven't been invited yet.
Oh, wow. Cool.
It's neither here nor there. It's a fun show, and we don't want that overlap. So, all right.
Message received.
Thank you guys so much for coming. Thank you, New York. We cannot.
Great work, New York.
We cannot thank you enough for being here, for coming out on a Wednesday. We love New York. Thank you so, so much.
Great work, Balcony.
Hey, everybody, Jimmy Pardo here from the award-winning podcast Never Not Funny. Hey, if you haven't checked us out in a while or if you've never listened to us, we're having a lot of fun over here with great guests, including this gentleman, Mr. Conan O'Brien.
Why don't you like to sweeten that up at all?
I don't think it's good for me at this stage in my life.
You're getting to be
I'm in my late 30s, and I...
No, good luck.
Why is that a laugh line?
Because you look horrible if you're in your late 30s. I think that's what they're laughing at. It's ridiculous that you're in your late 30s because you look like you're on death's door.
Yeah. Like a gourd that's been rotting in the sun.
Yeah. So you've seen yourself in a mirror.
Yes, I have.
All right.
Yeah. When I wake up and I look in the mirror, I think, why hasn't someone thrown away that old Halloween pumpkin?
And you can listen to that on the Best of Partcastathon 2018 episode and a whole lot more of Never Not Funny right here on Earwolf or wherever you get your podcasts.